don't have the luxury. With the flip of a switch, we can have light 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. We then also think that we can do work at home. We can bring our work home. And some of us do this. But not only do we bring our work home, but we bring all the things that are associated with our work home. We bring the problems, the issues, and the stress from work home. And as a result, it really affects and influences our family and our relationships when we do that. So we are taught constantly to separate the two. Leave work at work and leave home at home. But as a result, we also tend to do that with the church. We tend to do that with God. We regulate God through Sunday. Regulate God to the church. And what we end up doing is saying, Sundays I will pray. Sundays I worship. Sundays I'll do the good stuff. But the rest of the week I'm a normal person. But Sundays I'm a Christian. And this is a very, very serious and big issue.
In today's gospel reading, we hear of Christ walking through the field on the Sabbath day. On a day of rest, and he is hungry and he picks some sort of wheat. Picks some wheat and decides to eat it. And the Pharisees see this and they say, you can't do that. You're supposed to rest on the day. You can't do work on this day. And Christ gives two examples from the Old Testament of how people break the law, but they are found guiltless. And then he says to them, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. And we've all been there. We've all been in that situation, whether it's a rule or a law or a custom, and yet we decide to break it for the good of someone else. We break it for the benefit of our brothers and our sisters. And I said in our meeting that the priests, the clergy, are the worst at this. We're the ones that say you have to follow the law. You have to follow the rules and the customs and the traditions and the canons of the church. But we then learn that that's not always the case. When we're in seminary, as myself was, I would say I'm going to make sure that all the people do this for my little parish. They're going to do this, they're going to do this, they're going to do this. They don't know the traditions of our church, and I'm going to do it, I'm going to teach them. But then, when I come to the parish, and I came to you, I see not that you're breaking any traditions, but more that you don't need those traditions at certain times for your good, for the good of your faith, and for the good of the mind of your life. Just we have to look around us now, where we are, in our hall, the kitchen wall. If you were to follow the traditions of the church, we should not be here. We should not be celebrating the Father. Because according to the canons, we have to celebrate the Father on an immovable altar, it says. An altar that does not move. And it also says in a sanctuary that is anointed with golden oil. But the question is, do you do that at the cost of your faith? Or do you do this so that you may receive spiritual nutrients, spiritual To the welfare of our brothers and sisters.